Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
We welcome you to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine here with Amanda Harrison, and we together spend time every week lifting up the game changers in economic development, and we have another one for you today. Amanda, tell us all about that conversation.
We sure do, Tim. Yeah, this week I had the honor and pleasure of speaking with Randy Kelly. So those of you who have been around the industry for a while know that Randy Kelly is one of the best in the business, and that's why we're featuring him here today. So he is the executive director of Three Rivers Planning and Development District in Mississippi. He's led this organization since 1976, so he knows this business inside and out. He's got great leadership perspective. For those of you familiar with Three Rivers, you know that they operate multiple different corporations. So they have an entirely unique way of handling economic development. And Randy gets into a little bit of detail on how they run their operation in today's podcast. So I hope you will sit back. I hope you listen. This is one of those podcasts I highly recommend pulling out your iPhone and taking some notes on and making sure that what Randy says sticks with you and you can use it for your leadership arsenal going forward. So here's Randy. Hi, Randy. Thank you so much for joining us today on From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Amanda. It's an honor to be a participant and to receive the recognition.
We are excited to have you. I know this is going to be a great conversation, so we will dive right in. What is one thing everyone should know about you?
Well, everybody thinks I'm born and bred in Mississippi, and I'm originally from Southeast Missouri. Moved to University of Mississippi in Oxford to play college football, and have never left. And everything in my career is based around team participation and partnerships. You will hear often, our team is the foundation and the building of partnerships. Individually, this organization nor Randy Kelly has ever accomplished anything.
That's fantastic and such a great introduction. It leads me right into the next question. Tell me about the team that you've built.
Well, I'm very blessed to have some outstanding team members, both in my loan division and our workforce division, and our grant and economic development division, and we even have a solid waste division where we provide all the Subtitle D facilities for an 8-county region. My team members come from state auditor's office, from the governor's office, as well as homegrown, and I've just been very blessed with the team.
Excellent. So you, again, have led me right into my next question. Can you talk to us a little bit and share with our listeners what sets your organization apart from other, maybe more traditional economic developers in the industry?
I think the key to us is we believe in partnerships. We started preaching partnerships when they weren't cool, so to speak. And we believe as we bring in partners, be it local government, state, federal government, economic developers, and business leaders, together we can accomplish things that individually none of us can do. Our organization operates 8 different corporations, and each of these were structured to put arrows in our quiver to make our region more effective in economic development, workforce training, and in driving the economy of this region. And this is done through partnerships, not individually.
So, Randy, how did you personally choose a career in economic development?
I guess by default. Seriously, I went to University of Mississippi in banking finance and then got a master's degree in planning and became the director of what we call a regional economic and community development organization about 38 years ago. And we have evolved in serving our local governments and our communities into several areas, and these areas have led us deep in the lending business and the workforce and the site development and now actual recruiting and promoting. And so it's been a gradual transition from an economic community development organization that assists local governments into taking on many of our activities and partnerships that's expanded our duties.
So as a leader in this field of economic development, how do you personally define success for yourself?
Success is very simple in my career. It's when you have a positive impact on the lives of the people of your region or your community, economically and socially and community development related, then you're successful. I tell my team members all the time, if they want to be rich, they're working at the wrong place. If they want to make a difference in people's lives, a positive influence, they came to the right place. And success is simply you've had a positive influence in your short time Lord allowed you to be on this earth.
Yeah, so since we are on the concept of success, can you tell us about one project that you worked on or helped facilitate that you are the most proud of throughout your career?
That is a very difficult question because sometimes a small project in a very small county can have the same impact, but probably one that we got the most notoriety on is called the Pool Alliance, standing for Pontotoc Union and Lee County. It was a tri-county endeavor where the counties came together and put taxpayer dollars into a regional organization across county lines. And the municipalities put taxpayer dollars in, not only outside their municipality, but in another county, to promote, option, later buy, and develop a mega site, some 2,400 acres, in the hills and hollers of North Mississippi. And everybody thought we were crazy. Mm-hmm. We brought a railroad spur across the four-lane highway to it. We took the hills and pushed them off into the hollers. It was wonderful land and made flat site. And today we have 2,000 jobs and in excess of $1.2 million investment from Toyota Manufacturing.
That is really incredible and a really great example, especially because we hear so much about mega sites now or business parks or whatever you'd like to call it. But to have that foresight to do that when you did is really, really incredible and shows us why you are named by your peers as a leader in this field. On the flip side, I'd like to talk about some of the tough stuff that comes with this industry. So talk to us about what keeps you up at night.
What keeps me up at night is worrying about the workforce and the educational basis of North Mississippi and our region to upgrade our workforce to meet the demanding needs of this new economy. And it is a driving, continuing effort. I believe it's never ending. You're probably not quite as old as me, but I can remember when computers were just cranking out in offices like ours, and today everybody has one. Sure. And if you're not up to speed on it, then you're ineffective, and manufacturing is heading that way daily. We are the upholstered furniture capital of this nation, which is a major, major industry to us with some 20,000 manufacturing jobs. And furniture today is not furniture 10 years ago, and 10 years from now it won't be the same furniture. We must continually upgrade our workforce and engage our people.
You're right. That is great perspective and something I think that we all need to be mindful of, like you said, not only in technology, but in workforce training and just the way that trends are changing all around us. I know you told us about a project that you are most proud of in your career, but is there a project that you've worked on that maybe fell through, and what did you learn from that?
We put a partnership together several years ago when an airline left our largest community to Tupelo, Mississippi, which, by the way, just made for the fourth time an All-American city. Great community and a great honor for that town. And we had a partnership again between the local economic development, the county, the city, and us to subsidize and bring in the airline. And I will not be in any more subsidies related to bringing in air service. it just worked, but it didn't work long term, and that would have to be one. In fact, one of the biggest, and it made me recognize unequivocally that demand and business drives new endeavors. Local governments and economic developers can't decide this is what's needed and make it work if it doesn't support a business demand.
Yeah, that's great. Great advice from a lesson that you learned on something that maybe didn't work out the way you'd hoped. Here's our
Sometimes we're not as smart as we think we are.
Isn't that the truth? Here's our closing question for today, Randy. So as you look to the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on?
I think we've got to focus on workforce without question and a continual upgrade. And I know industrial maintenance is a big driving need in our region in North Mississippi today. That's got to be foremost and at the front of everybody's consideration. Secondly, we've got to develop and drive toward enhancing local K through 12 education, because industries look at this before they come to a site, and community development. You've got to have the infrastructure. You've got to have all the tools in the quiver to compete in this modern economy. It's no longer, I've got a good site, come here, or I've got cheap labor. It's a total new economy that we're competing in, and we've got to develop as many assets as humanly possible to be able to compete in today's economy.
Great advice and great perspective. Thank you, Randy, so much for your time today. I've loved speaking with you, and I know our listeners have appreciated the experience that you've shared with us. And most importantly, congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you, Amanda. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be included with some of the outstanding developers, and very humbling and probably undeserved. But thank you very much, and we really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.